Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to Kingdom Coaching Project Sessions with Apostle Larry C. Barge. And today we're dealing with the kingdom, head, and the body in oneness. The kingdom, head, and the body in oneness. I'd like to thank you for joining me in the studios this morning as we begin our Kingdom Coaching Project session. And I give God praise and glory. Amen. We're going to worship him and praise him just a little bit before we get going here. And we're going to magnify the name of God in this place. Amen. We're going to give him praise and we're going to give him glory. And we're going to magnify his name because he is worthy to be praised. We're going to magnify the name of the Lord in this place. We're going to give him glory. We're going to give him praise. In Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, yes, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. And in Psalms 99, it says, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou do establish equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in cloudy pillars. They kept his testimonies and ordinances that he gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God. Thou was a God that begave them. Though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. He's holy and worthy to be praised. He's holy and worthy to be praised. The Lord our God is worthy of all the praise. Yes, he is. The Lord our God is worthy of all the praise. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be worshipped and praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be worshipped and praised. Come on. Worship the Lord our God. Worship the Lord our God. Worship the Lord our God. And give him praise. Come on, let's worship the Lord our God. Worship the Lord our God. Worship the Lord our God. And give him praise. Let's worship the Lord our God and give him praise. Because he's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be lifted up. Psalms 98 says, sing unto the the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness he's openly showed in the sight of the heathens. He hath remembered his mercy, his truth taught the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with harps and the voice of songs, with trumpets and sounds of cornets, making a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with iniquity. Oh, come on. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy of the praise. Of the breeze. Come on, take a job with us. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy of all the praise. The Lord is worthy. Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy of all the praise. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Let's worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. Let's say that again. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy of the praise. Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. Yeah. Our God is worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. We worship him in this place. We magnify his name. We exalt the Lord our God. We exalt the King of glory. He's magnificent. He's wonderful. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rabbi, the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Wonderful Counselor, Healer, the Deliverer, the Redeemer, the Restorer, the Breakthrough God, the Miracle Worker, the Waymaker. We worship him in this place because he's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. And he's worthy. And he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy. So worthy of all the praise. He's worthy. So worthy of all the praise. All the praise. He's worthy. So worthy of all the praise, of all the praise. the praise, of all the praise. He's worthy, oh so worthy, of all the praise, of all the praise. He's worthy, oh so worthy, of all the praise, of all the praise. He is worthy, oh so worthy, of all the praise, of all the praise. He is worthy, oh so worthy, of all the praise. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to the Supreme God who rules and reigns over all things. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the oneness. We praise your name. We magnify your name. Glory and honor be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we are talking about the kingdom head and the body in oneness. The kingdom head, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The kingdom head, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The elders around the thrones, the host of heavens, the angels, they are all in oneness. The headship of the kingdom is in oneness. There is no separation and division against the head of the kingdom. It is in oneness. It flows in oneness. It operates in oneness. The problem is when it gets down to the so-called body. When we get down to the men and the women and the boys and the children and the people that God has sent the Spirit to dwell in to make up the body of Christ. But we got a problem. We got a problem. I've never seen a donkey head on a man's body. I've never seen a kangaroo head on a woman's body. I've never seen a rhinoceros head on a man's body. See, the head and the body got to be one. The head and the body got to be one. The mind of the rhinoceros thinks like a rhinoceros. So the body fits the head. The body fits the head of the rhinoceros. I've never seen an elephant head on a man's body. The elephant head is huge and big, and the man body is small compared to the elephant head. The elephant eats a lot of food. He carries a lot of weight. So the brain of the elephant functions differently than the brain of a man. So what am I saying? The kingdom headship has its own function, and the body must function therein. And we're talking about men in the kingdom, women in the kingdom, teenagers in the kingdom, boys and girls in the kingdom. I wonder sometimes that what we are calling the body of Christ, is it really the body of Christ? Because people are doing some of everything. Men are doing some of everything and calling it the kingdom of God. Yes, they are. And what I see today is a mixed match. I see Christ. I'm going to read him in the scriptures in a second. I see Christ. I see what he about. But then when I look at man, I see something different. I hear what the people saying. I hear them saying they're sons of God, they're daughters of God. I hear what everybody's saying. I hear what the Catholics saying. I hear what the Pentecostals are saying. I hear what the Jehovah's Witnesses are saying. I hear what the Church of God in Christ is saying. I hear what all these denominations are saying. I hear what the men are saying. I hear what the women are saying. But then when you look very closely, you see a mismatch. because we are saying one thing and then we are doing another. But we're supposed to be like Christ. If Christ is our head, then the body is supposed to look like Christ, not like the devil, not like Satan. If we are the children of Christ, then we should not be so perverted. We should not be so corrupt. We should not be so defiled and contaminated and polluted. We should not be worshiping idols, other gods, Baal, sorcery, divination, witchcraft, and then calling on the name of Jesus. The witches are hiding out under the banner of Christianity. You got witches in the pulpit. You got witches in the church. They are hiding out under the banner of Christianity. They professing to be the children of God, but their works and their practices say they are the sons and daughters of the devil. So the body can only follow the head. The man's body can only follow the man's head, because inside of the head of man is the information needed for the body to function. So whatever you heal your body to, whatever you give your body to, that's what you become. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, in Ephesians 4, in Ephesians 4, it says, in Ephesians 4, in Ephesians 4, let me get a drink of water here. I'm getting a little hoarse, so let me get a drink of water. In Ephesians 4, that's much better. In Ephesians 4, it says, I therefore, prisoners of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of your vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one body, one body, one body, one body, and one Spirit, one Spirit, one Spirit, one Spirit. Let me say that again. There is one body, not two, not three, not four, not five. There is one body. There is one body, one head. One body, one head. One body, one head. One body. When it comes to the kingdom of God, there is one body, one head, one Spirit. There is one body, one head, one Spirit. When it comes to the kingdom of God, there are not six different type bodies and six different type heads. When it comes to the kingdom of God, God, Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the elders, the angels, there's one body, one Spirit, one head. Now, whoever told you that the kingdom of God had six bodies, six heads, no, I don't believe that foolishness. That is a demonic entity. Oh, God said, one body, one Spirit, one head. Oh, this is very important. Enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. There ain't but one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There ain't but one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. According to the measures of the gift of Christ, we have received grace. We know he died on the cross. He was the sacrificial lamb so that we might be redeemed from a life of sin. But he is also the avenue by which grace has come to all men. So we see here that the head is one, that Christ is one with the Father, and the Father is one with Christ. God is one with the God is one with himself. He's one with Christ. He's one with the Holy Ghost. He's one with the angels, and he wants to be one with his people. But when it gets down here to us, it's so many different types of bodies trying to connect to one head. Now you got a monster. And the kingdom of God is not amongst them. It's holy. It's blameless. It's righteous. It's divine. But when you leave it in man and woman hand, you turn that was good into a monster of chaos and destruction. So I'm going to believe the scriptures. There ain't but one head, and there ain't but one body when it comes to the kingdom of God. The Bible says Christ Jesus is the head of the body. Well, if Christ is the head of the body, he is holy, he is righteous, he's unblameless. He's got good stuff in him. But now let's look at the body that calls itself Christian. Let's look at the body that calls itself the children of God. Look at all of the mess, different types of teaching, some of them preaching the doctrines of demons. Look at all of the mess in man's so-called body of Christ. I don't want man's body of Christ, because man wants God to accept his mess. I want this body the Bible talking about, where it says one head, one Lord, one God and Father. I want that body, because in that body you get the real deal. In that body ain't no mess. In that body you will find holiness, you will find righteousness, you will find truth, you will find love, you will find mercy, you will find grace, you will find the fruits of the Holy Ghost. Let me go on, because we gotta hurry up. And verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Listen, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Who gave gifts unto men? The head. Apostles of the kingdom should be attached to the head. Prophets of the kingdom should be attached to the head. Evangelists of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. Pastors of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. Ministers of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. Elders, elders, teachers of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. Helpers of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. Administrations of the kingdom should be attached to Christ. The Holy Spirit should be in all of them. It is by the Holy Spirit that they are connected to Christ. He said, those that have the Holy Spirit are sons of God. And that means you are part of the real body of Christ, because there ain't but one spirit. Witchcraft. Jesus Christ is not sitting in heaven with a voodoo doll practicing witchcraft. So when you see a witch with a doll practicing witchcraft, oh my, she's serving God, she's lying. She is not part of the body of Christ. She is part of Satan's body. You've got to be able to separate and divide the truth. Everybody searching, everybody looking, and Christ is the answer. But we can't accept him because of all of the different types of doctrines and all of the slate and the craftiness and the cunningness and deceitfulness of man to pollute, to contaminate, to devour and destroy the work of the kingdom of God. The whole signature identity was just described. Is that not Satan's identity? Devour, destroy, and kill? So what a child of God doing, trying to destroy, devour, and kill the work of the kingdom. When your purpose is to destroy pastors, destroy apostles, destroy prophets, destroy them, devour them, and kill them, you are doing the work of the devil, and you are not doing the work of God. God loves, heals, delivers, saves, redeems, restores, resurrects, changes, turn around, empower, equip, motivates, edify, builds up. Satan devours, destroys, kills, he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up above all heavens, that he might feel all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Why did he give these gifts, offices, and ministries? For the perfecting of the saints. Why did Christ give these gifts, offices, and ministries? For the perfecting of saints. No, 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 no. He gave it so that they could get proud, lift up, arrogant, and boastful, so that they could glorify themselves, so that they could exalt themselves as something mighty and wonderful, so that they could get the people to bow down and worship them, so that they could deceive, devour, destroy, kill, eat up God's people, break God's people. No, that is the work of the devil. The word says he gave them for the edifying of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Uh-oh. They have a specific purpose to minister, to edify, to teach, to train, to prepare, to help equip the body of Christ. The real apostles, the real prophets, the real pastors, the real evangelists, the real teachers are connected to the head. And what's in the head is in them. And what flows through the head flows through them. And what flows through the head flows through them and flows to the people. And you're talking about a kingdom connection. The spirit is flowing from the head down to the people. And it's a kingdom connection. It is a kingdom connection. We're talking about a kingdom connection. We're talking about the head of the kingdom and the body of the kingdom should be in oneness. I'm going to finish this real quick. And 13 says, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the statutes of the fullness of Christ, that we may henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fittedly joined together and compacted by which ever joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edification of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye was walked. Not walk as Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feelings have given themselves over to lavishness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. See, that right there is not the work of God, but it is the work of the devil. But ye have not so learned Christ this way. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, the truth is not in the devil, the truth is in Jesus. Jesus called the devil the father of lies. That ye henceforth, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, where ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. We're talking about one head and one body. One head and one body. One head and one body. We're talking about the head of the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the kingdom of God. He's the head of the church. And we are supposed to be the body of Christ. I've never seen a donkey head on a man's body. Never seen a goat head on a man's body. Mm-hmm. When you look at the image of Satan, that they got now, you got a goat head on a man's body. Now, how that's God? No. That's a monster. Something wrong with that picture. God created man in his image and his likeness. And I don't see where God got a goat head sitting on his head. I don't see where God got the head of an elephant. I don't see that. God made man the way he wanted man to be. If God wanted us to have cat's instinct, he would have gave us a cat head, or he would have gave us a man head with a cat body. If God wanted us to be half lion, he would have gave us a lion head, and we would have had a human body, or he would have gave us a lion body and a human head. If God wanted man to roar like a lion, he would have gave man the head of a lion. No, the lion has his own body. The giraffe has his own body. The devil has his own body. So God got his own body. And the body must look like the head. And what flows through the body, what flows through the head, must flow through the body. If the Holy Ghost is in the head, then the Holy Ghost must be in the body. If the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, mercy, grace, compassion, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, temperance, patience. If the fruits of the Holy Ghost are in the head, then the fruits of the Holy Ghost must be in the body. If deliverance, healing, breakthrough, miracles, signs, and wonders are in the head, then deliverance, breakthrough, resurrection, restoration, then the ministry of restoration, the ministry of restitution, the ministry of reconciliation must be in the body. Deliverance belongs to the body. Healing belongs to the body. Breakthrough belongs to the body because it's in the head. Now, what we call in the body of Christ right now, people doing something, everything, and then calling it Jesus Christ. No, that's a monster. Body of Christ right now look like a monster. Jesus is holy. God is holy. Blameless, without sin, clean, purified, sanctified, walks in lordship and glory, power, dominion, and authority. We are weak and feeble, contaminated, corrupt, polluted, worship devils and idols and other gods, worship cars, home, houses, and other people, perverted to the core, we look like Satan. So if you want to know the truth, it is right there. One Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism. So it ain't but one body. There are not six bodies of Christ. There are not seven bodies of Christ. There ain't but one body of Christ. Now, what man calls the body of Christ and what God calls the body of Christ is two different things. Because right now, you got a lot of witches, you got a lot of warlocks, you got a lot of sorcerers, you got a lot of evil people led by some wicked spirits hiding out in the kingdom of God. Satan hid out in the kingdom of God. So you got a lot of Satan's sons and daughters hiding out amongst the flock. This is Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of ALB TM Broadcasting. Broadcasting Network, Apostle Larry Barge, Truth Ministry, Broadcasting Network. Join me next Wednesday at the same time, same place, for another wonderful episode here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barge, Truth Ministry, Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining. Remember, there ain't but one body in the kingdom and one head. Jesus Christ is the head of the body of Christ. So the body got to look like the head. The body got to flow like the head. The body got to act like the head. The body got to talk what the head talking. The body got to do what the head doing. Don't be fooled. Read your word and rightfully discern. There's not a body out there that man made. And my God, that is not the body of God, but it is the body of Baal. Satan was Baal. Satan is the snake god. Satan is the sun god. Satan is the moon god. Satan is Zeus. Satan, oh, y'all don't hear me. Satan is the Greek god. Satan is the African god. Satan had a part with the 30,000 Egyptian god. All of this was the worship of Satan. But there ain't but one God, one head, one body. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.